game with big butts and whammies is back, bigger and better than ever. It's time to play Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck. And now, please welcome our host, Todd Newton.
Thank you very much, Gary Kroger. Thank you, folks. Welcome to Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck. We're glad you're here. Now, this is the show where you can spin your way to big bucks and some great prizes, too. Right now, let's meet today's players.
Hi, my name's Shambia from Agoura Hills, California. I have four beautiful girls, a beautiful wife, and I'm here to win some money.
I am Maureen from Chicago, Illinois. I'm an artist, and I'm here to win lots of money.
Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm here to win myself a house today.
Players, as you know, the question we like to ask here at the top of the show is very important, and that question is, are you ready to press your luck?
Yeah!
All right. Good. We're going to get things going by giving each of you $1,000 to start things off with. You can add to that by taking a chance on the big game board that you see behind me here. It has hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash and prizes loaded on it, including this gym car. Now, you will need to land on the gym space in round one and the car space in round three. Then you need to win the game in order to drive that baby on out of here, okay? Each time you spin, you can add to your total by landing on a square that contains a cash value or a prize. I'll show you how that works now. Ready? Stop. There we go, a juice machine. How about that? That would be worth $150 to you. But you have to be careful of the dreaded whammy. If you land on the whammy, he'll come out here, take all your cash, all your prizes, knock you right out of the rest of the round. Now, the strategy in this round is to take as many spins as you dare without hitting the whammy. You can freeze at any time if you're afraid of the whammy or if you think that you've already earned enough to win the round. Remember, the player that's in the lead at the end of this first round has the big advantage in our final round, and the player that's in the lead at the end of the game is our winner and the only one out of the three that gets to keep all the cash and prizes they've earned, okay? Well, we drew backstage to determine who would go first here. Shambi, we're going to start with you. You've got $1,000 to start with. The big board is in motion now. Good luck to you.
All right, let's get some more money, baby. Big bucks, no money, and stop.
Stop, and a bookstore gift card worth $400 for you, Shambi. Maureen, down to you. Your first spin of the day goes like this. Good luck.
All right. I want to find some big bucks here.
Stop it. Move one space to an electronic organizer or an espresso maker. Which would you like, Maureen?
I'll take the organizer.
You got it. That organizer is worth $299. Enough to put you in second place here. And Jason, down to you, $1,000 to begin with. Let's add to that now.
All right. Big bucks, no whammy. Want a vacation? Let's go.
Stop it. $550. Right. Jumped you right up in the first place, Jason. All right, we have gone down the line once here. You've all managed to avoid the whammy. What we're going to do now is put even more whammies on the board. It makes it a little more dangerous this next time down. Shambi, we come back to you in second place with $1,400. Would you like to freeze there, or would you like to press your luck?
We're going, baby. Let's go. Big dollars. $1,000. Let's go. Stop
it. $1,500, Shambi. There you go. Some big bucks. $2,900. Maureen, down to you. $1,299. What would you like to do?
I'm going to press my luck. All right, come on, big bucks. I need a trip. I need a vacation.
Stop at an espresso maker. You're going to get that thing one way or the other. $249 is what that's worth for you. $1,548. That thing wants to come home with you, Maureen. All right, Jason, down to you. $1,550. Currently in second place by $2.
I'm going. Okay. Press your luck. Come on, we need a stereo. Let's see a stereo. Stop!
Stop at binoculars. Right, worth right. $200. $1,750. Six spins into this game. Still no whammies. The gym card is still up for grabs up there, but more whammies are coming on the board now. As we come back to you, Shambi, $2,900 currently in first place. What would you like to do?
We're going, baby. Let's go. Big bucks, no whammies. Big bucks, no whammies. Stop
at a mega CD player, Shambi. That's worth $230. $3,130 is where you are now. Maureen, how about it? Third place, $1,548. What would you like to do? Freeze or press your luck?
I gotta press my luck. Come on, big bucks. I need a chance. Let's
stop at $1,000. Maury, $2,548 puts you in second place. Not bad. Jason, what would you like to do currently in third place?
All right. All right, big bucks. Stop.
Stop at $470. Brings you to a new total of $2,220. Nine spins into the game. Still no whammies. You're all doing an excellent job, but we need to put more up on the board now. There they are. The gym card is still up there. If somebody wants to get their hands on that gym card a little bit later on in the show. Shelby, we're coming back to you in first place, $3,130. What would you like to do? All right, you can consider yourself frozen now, Shelby. $3,130, you'll take that into the final round. We will see if that's enough to give you the advantage. We come to Maureen now. Second place, $2,548. What would you like to do?
I'm going to press my luck. That's
see if she can't jump into first place here.
All right, no whammies. Stop.
Stop at a houseware gift package worth $250, Maureen. $2,798. Jason, down to you. Third place, $2,220. What would you like to do?
I gotta press my luck. Go for the car. Let's see the car, baby. Where's the car?
Stop at $1,250 for Jason. Enough to put you in first place now, Jason. $3,470. We come back to the top of the line. You see the whammies making themselves present up there on the board. Here they come. Shambi is frozen with $3,130, currently in second place. Maureen, you've got $2,798. Do you want to freeze here, or do you want to see if you can't jump into first place by pressing your luck? Stop. Ooh, a whammy.
Can you hear me now? You're out of range. And money.
Well, Maureen, that's why they call it pressing your luck. You went once too often, but how would you ever know, right? You're down to zero, your first whammy. You are out of this first round, certainly not out of the game. But, Jason, you, sir, are very much in the game with $3,470. Currently in first place. If you freeze here, you'll have the advantage in the final round, or you can press your luck.
I will freeze.
You are frozen then at the end of this first round. Maureen, a whammy, $0. Shambi frozen at $3,130 in second place. And Jason, our leader for the moment, $3,470. When we come back, the question round. Don't you go anywhere. Welcome back to Whammy, the all-new pressure luck. Let's get to know our players just a little bit better. And Shambi, we will start with you, sir. A very interesting name. It's very exotic. Where does Shambi come from?
It's originally a Swahili. It's the product of a an Irish Irish mom, and my father was from Africa, so it's a little
bit different. It's very interesting. Interesting. And you have four kids yourself.
I have four kids, yeah.
Four little girls?
No, actually, it's two beautiful sons and two beautiful daughters.
Fantastic. Good deal. Sounds like a wonderful family. Good to have you here, Shambi. Hope you have a good time. Noreen, you are an artist from what part of Illinois?
Chicago.
From Chicago. What kind of art do you do?
I paint and sculpt.
Oh, excellent. Good. Well, it's good to have the creative type here. Nice to have you.
Glad to be here.
All right, please don't doodle over there on the board if you could. All right, thank you. And Jason, you have one mission and one mission only, and that is to save up enough money for a house here today, right?
You bet. Not a condo, not a townhome, a home.
There you go. Okay. You want the yard, the picket fence, the whole thing.
You bet.
All right, well, good luck to you, Jason. We hope you get there. Now, what we're going to do is give you all a chance to earn some spins for our final round. Of course, the more spins you earn, the better chance you have on winning the game. This is how the question round works. I will ask you a question. The first player to buzz in will answer that question, and their answer becomes one of three choices for the remaining two players. A correct buzz-in answer will get you three spins. A correct multiple-choice answer will get you one spin, okay? Here comes the first question. Players, what U.S. state would you be in if you were vacationing in the Poconos? Shambi.
Florida.
Is it Florida, Pennsylvania, or Vermont? Noreen?
Florida.
Jason?
I'll go with Florida.
Nope, you'd be in Pennsylvania. You would be in Pennsylvania. No spins down the line there. Everybody stays at zero. We will move into the next question. Here it is. Cumulus and nimbus are both types of... Shambi? Types of what? Are they types of clouds? Types of house plants or types of viruses? Noreen?
Clouds.
Clouds? Jason?
I'll go with clouds.
There you go. They are types of clouds. Sure. Shambi, you pick up three spins for knowing your clouds. Noreen, you pick up one for agreeing with them. And Jason, one for you as well. All right. The movies Young Frankenstein, Blazing Saddles, and The Producers were all directed by what comic genius? Shambi again.
Gene Wilder.
Is it Gene Wilder, Mel Brooks, or Neil Simon? Noreen?
Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks. Jason?
Gene Wilder.
It was Mel Brooks. Yes. Shambi, you stay at three there. Noreen, you pick up a spin, put you at two. And Jason hangs tight at one spin. Starting in the summer of 2002, the cost of U.S. first-class postage stamps will be raised, Shambi?
3 cents to 37 cents.
From 34 cents to what? Will it be 3 cents, 37 cents, or 35 cents? Noreen?
37 cents.
37. Jason?
37 cents.
It is 37. We have to go with the first thing you said there, and 37 cents is the answer we were looking for. You said 3 cents, so we can't give you the spins there. But Noreen, you, however, do pick up a spin. You get one. You go to three. Jason, a spin for you. You go to two. Here's your final question, another chance for you to pick up a few spins. Other than hydrogen, what element do you need in order to make water? Jason?
Oxygen.
Do you need oxygen? Carbon or iron? Shambi?
Oxygen.
Oxygen. Noreen?
Oxygen.
Yes, indeed. You need some oxygen in there. At the end of our question round, here's how it looks, players. Shambi, you get a spin there. Put you at four to take it to the final round. Noreen, you'll get another spin. You, too, will be at four. And Jason, you'll pick up three on that last question. Put you at five for our final round. And when we come back, they will take all those spins to the big board. Hopefully turn them into some big bucks. Stay right where you are.
Internet-ready digital camera with color, LCD cyber display, and audio and video recording capabilities. Sleek styling with an innovative design for today's lifestyle. An American tradition since 1936 from Target.
Welcome back. Here it is, the final round of Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck. This is where it starts getting kind of good, kind of intense. We have Shambi in second place with $3,130. Maureen's in third place, $0. Jason's in first place right now, but players, I'm proud to announce that on that board right there, over $100,000 in cash and prizes. And like always, some whammies. Be careful of those whammies. If you hit one of them, they're going to grab all your cash, leave you flat broke. If you hit four of them, they'll knock you right out of the game. Noreen, you're the only one with a whammy so far, so make sure you're very careful here. And as if the whammies weren't enough for you, the board now features double whammies. They not only take all your money, they come out here and mess with you a little bit. Now, in this final round, there's more strategy because you can now pass your remaining spins to the player that's in the lead in hopes that they hit a whammy, and the leader must take all the spins that have been passed to them. Remember, only the player in the lead at the end of the game gets to take home all their cash and all their prizes, all right? Well, as we said, Jason, you're in first place. You'll be going last in this round. Have the advantage of watching Shambi and Noreen battle it out for you. Noreen, you have the least amount of money, $0. You will be going first here. One whammy. You have four spins to work with. Would you like to press your luck with the first one now?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's go.
I'm ready to press my luck. Come on. I want that pool table. Let's go. No whammies. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at $900. Three spins to go, Noreen. Would you like to take another?
Oh, of course. I got to press my luck. All right. No whammies. Pool table, diamond ring, anything. No whammies. Stop.
Stop. And a living room furniture, Noreen. That's worth $1,000 for you. $1,900 now. Two spins left. What would you like to do?
I've got to press my luck. All right. Come on, big bucks. No whammies. No whammies. Stop.
Stop at $1,500. Noreen brings you to a new total of $3,400. Currently in second place, trailing Jason by $70. One spin remaining. If you pass that spin, it does go to Jason. He'll have to take it a little bit later on. Or if you want to press your luck, try and get yourself in the lead here, you can do that too. What would you like?
I guess I'm going to press my luck. All right, come on. No whammies. Big bus. Pool table. Stop.
Stop at $600. There you go, Noreen. Even $4,000 for you. Currently in first place, Shambi, we come to you. Third place with $3,130, four spins as well. Would you like to take your first one now?
Oh, we're going. We're going. Let's go. After last round, I need a vacation. Let's go. Big dollars, and stop.
Stop. Ooh, double whammy. Fan of the winter weather, are you there, huh, Shambi? All right. $0. That's your first whammy of the game. You still have three spins. Would you like to press your luck?
Let's go.
Let's
$5,000. Let's go, baby. Let's go. $5,000 and stop.
Stop at $700. Good way to start. Two spins to go. Shelby, what's it going to be? Here we go.
Big bucks. Big bucks. Big bucks and stop.
Stop at $800. $1,500 now, your current total. He wants to go with his last spin. Here we go.
We are going. Let's go. Big dollars, big dollars, big dollars, and stop.
Stop at $500. Put you at an even $2,000. Currently in third place. We are going to take a little commercial break, but when we come back, it will be all about Jason. What will he make out of those five spins? Stay there and find out. Welcome back, everybody. Well, here's how it looks. Noreen is in the lead with $4,000. Shambi is in third place with $2,000. And smack dab in the middle is Jason with $3,470 and five spins to work with. Are you ready, Jason?
Yes, I am.
Do you want to press your luck?
Oh, yes.
Let's go.
Let's go. Vacation time. Here I come.
Stop at $1,200.
All right.
And just like that, Jason is up in front. $4,670. Four spins remaining. If you pass them, Jason, they do go to Noreen. Keep that in mind. Would you like to press your luck now?
I'm going to press my luck. Vacation time. Vacation. Let's go. Stop.
Stop at a leather briefcase, right, Jason, worth $745. There you go. $5,415. Three spins to go. Take another?
I'm going to take another.
Okay.
Press my luck. Vacation. No whammies. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at a pool table. Jason, that pool table is worth $1,290. You have two spins remaining. Again, if you pass them, they go to Noreen. You can put all the pressure on her for a while, or you can press your luck.
What would you like to do? Press my luck. Press my luck. Vacation time. No whammies. Vacation. Stop.
Stop. All right. And a $500 gift certificate from the M&M store, located right there on the strip in your hometown of Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I love about that store? You can get colors of M&Ms at that store that you can't get anywhere else in the world. And quite frankly, I find that exciting. All right. Jason, what can I say? I'm an M&Ms kind of guy. Jason, you are now up to $7,205. You have a big decision to make here. Before you make that decision, let me kind of recap where we are. You have Shambi in third place here with $2,000 in cash. We have Noreen in second place with $4,000. She has $3,000 in cash. $1,000 of that is in your living room furniture, which you picked up on the board there. And then Jason, you've got the $500 gift certificate to the M&M store. You've got a nice briefcase. You've got yourself a pool table. And you've got over $4,400
wow.
in cash. Now, the dilemma you face here is that one final spin. If you choose to press your luck, you will again go to the big board. If you hit a whammy, you're down to zero, and Noreen becomes our winner. All right? Now, if you choose to press your luck and you land on anything but a whammy, things are looking pretty good for you. We'll add that to your total. You will be our winner. If you choose to pass that spin, it goes to Noreen, and everything lies on her shoulders. Okay? So now, Jason, from Las Vegas, after taking a nice deep breath here, what would you like to do? Pass or press your luck?
I wanted a vacation, but I got to be smart and pass it.
Okay.
I got to give it to her.
You're really, really thinking about the down payment on that house, right?
I am.
Okay, because now you're probably at condo level. If you lose it all, you're at house level. You lose it all, you're back to the condo or whatever.
That's true.
All right, Noreen, it's all about you. You trail Jason by $3,205. There are squares up there that can give you that much plus. Or you can get something that gives you another spin. Great prizes up there, too. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Let's take that spin, Noreen. Good luck.
All right.
Stops at a gourmet food package worth $564. Not quite enough, Noreen. Jason, you did it. A wise decision. $7,205. I'm imagining you're probably right off to the realtor's office from here, right?
All right.
Here's Gary Kroger to tell you what you've won, Jason.
Jason, you've won a pair of binoculars and a $500 gift certificate provided by M&M's World, a four-story monument to chocolate located on the strip in Las Vegas. M&M's, the milk chocolate melts in your mouth, not in your hand. You'll take a leather briefcase. How about Murray & Sons Dominator 4x8 pool table? Put that together with $4,470 in cash. Your grand total is $7,205.
Xiaomi, I'm sure the kids enjoyed watching Daddy get covered in snow. Can I offer you an M&M at least? Can I do that?
Thank you very much.
Doreen, best of luck with your art. Would you like an M&M?
I guess I'll take one.
Notice all the pretty artistic colors in there, too. You got your blue. Nice meeting you. Thanks for coming. And you, Jason, good luck with the house. Good luck with the yard, all that good stuff. Why don't you take some M&Ms, courtesy of our friends there in Las Vegas. Folks, thank you so much for being here, and we will see you next time on Whammy, the all-new Pressure Life. M&Ms?